Okay, yeah, no multitasking. Make sure your physical space is quiet. You might want to close the door if there's other people in the room watching TV or whatever. Your pets will probably want to come in, but I suggest no kitties on the lap. It's good to experience this without kitties on the lap. But they love the energy. So we're going to also invite all of kitty spirits and doggy spirits, and we want to bring in, again, some good old dolphin energy to really help lighten up the sticky points. So think of it this way as we're building the matrix for this activation. That like you have, that you're holding like a bungee cord, a short bungee cord of about like 2 feet. And you're holding each end. And along this bungee cord are little knots that stick out. You know, they look a little funny. Because usually bungee cord, you know, it's nice and smooth and it's threaded just right and braided just right. And so these past life sticky points can resemble these little knots that come out of the bungee cord. And the bungee cord representing your timeline, one of your many timelines, but your timeline to this earth plane. And let's just say that before you came in, that you had a big council meeting, and you were discussing with your team. All right, so last lifetime I had a little trouble with relationships, and you know, the marriages, they weren't the greatest, at least from my perspective, and I felt maybe the kids kind of like suffered a little bit, although they didn't say so in so many words, but I could feel like they were a little uncomfortable with what happened, and I want to come and smooth everything out. So I'd like to like do the same marriage thing, have the same kids come through again, but maybe have the younger one be the older one this time, and the younger one the older one. So, you know, you spend time in planning, and then it's all set up, and you come through. Also, the deal was, here's the funny part, though. So let's just say there is some kind of a soul contract, an agreement that you cosmically sign on the dotted line, signature, and date it. And then you forget when you come in that you forgot, like, what was in the fine print or on page 2. And part of what was in the fine print was, and you also accept to be veiled or come in forgetting where you came from and forgetting your agreement and literally starting over fresh without the memory of before for your learning. And so maybe we forgot to remember that part. So we come in and even at 1 year old, we kind of forgot where we came from. We forgot where that light is. And then we depend, because society teaches us to rely on our parents. And let's just say they're not in the best of shape energetically, and they've got their issues, and they've got their traumas and dramas, and maybe they have their alcohol or drug abuse or whatever it could be, just having to work too much, so not being home enough. Whatever the reasons are. And then you grow up and you have your experiences. And let's just say that when you're a teenager, you kind of look back on your life and go, wow, I wish my parents were there for me in a certain way spiritually and emotionally, but I know they had to work, or, you know, they got so stressed out that mom had to do Valium and painkillers, and dad just had to work his butt off and wasn't home a lot. And they didn't, and then your parents didn't have time to connect because they were all so busy and stressed out. And then you kind of forgot the whole thing of taking on some of their patterns of behavior and thinking. And we're not even talking about the church and whatnot, but we're just talking about in the family. And so, you know, you get older and then you come to this place where you realize, hey, I've got to work on my stuff. I've got to get really clear for the new earth and all of that. Okay, so here we are. And okay, so the part about the little bungee cord thing. So what if you were to spontaneously, without even thinking, like, turn that straight line bungee cord into a figure eight? You know what a figure eight looks like? It's like a Mobius strip. It's an infinity sign. And say if you were to, like, connect the two ends of the bungee cord and just twist your hand, like 180 degrees, you would have that infinity symbol and the power that goes with that. So we're going to use that infinity power to work with your timeline and, shall we say, collapsing, if you will, the knots in your bungee cord. So the color of your cord doesn't really matter, but we would like you to visualize, before we begin this activation, what your bungee cord would look like visually. So just get a sense of the color, and then tune in to the feeling that your body gets, that your eyes get from looking at that color, perceiving that color. And you want to kind of get a sense of the texture of the bungee cord. You know, is it like really knotty and thick, or is it kind of thin? Does it feel strong? Does it feel weak? You want to kind of grok the whole essence of your timeline. So we're going to ask your inner child to very much merge with this bungee cord energetically and become a part of it, because probably 95% of this transformation will have to do with your inner child. So we're going to call up your inner child, and also those visiting and holding space and receiving, we also ask you to bring up the equivalent of your inner child or any aspect of you that is ready for a shift to the next level. Okay, so as we begin, we want everybody to feel very grounded with the earth. So the whole universe, take a deep breath of the light, inhaling the cosmic prana through the nose, and then exhaling through the mouth and relaxing the body from head to toe on the out-breath. Imagine a wave of light just went through your body and began to relax any part that is a little tense or a little stressed out. Dropping the shoulders, relaxing your jaw, relaxing your forehead muscles. So do this again. Deep breath of cosmic prana. Take it or pull it from the great central sun, to use your language. Breathe it through the body. Breathe it around the body. And anchor it deep into the earth mother. We're going to call forth the dolphins, what they represent. We're going to call forth their home world, their beautiful home world. They have many. The whales also, and the seals, and the porpoises, and the turtles. Okay, we're going to call forth to be a clear and perfect channel for this activation and for the power of love and lightness and the power of what is termed past life transformations. We ask to be a clear and perfect messenger for the power of grace, for peace, unconditional love, and allowance. And the power of divine balance. So we're going to call forth again your inner self or your higher aspects, as well as your inner child. We're going to call forth the masters and the archangels in particular for this activation. We're going to call forth the essence and clarity and power of the Council of 14 and the Council of Clarity. For all those that are ready for clarity, We're going to call forth the ancestors, your ancestors, and the spirit of your parents and your children, and the spirit of your grandparents. We're going to call forth your lineage, your spiritual lineage, your soul group, to be present. Okay, so everyone in the universe, we're going to visualize this time a mandala of light that's encircled your body on all levels. So it's going to have a multi-dimensional effect of this mandala of light. And it can be any size, can be any shape, colors, configuration, but is based on sacred geometry. It is based on the concept of fractals. And Mandelbrot sets. And the Fibonacci sequence. For simplicity, you can imagine and feel the flower of life mandala. And every level of your awareness is penetrating and a part of this flower of life. And begin to feel your presence on the first 12 dimensional levels. Breathe into that. And then 144. And then breathe into that. And then 144,000. Breathe in and receive. Okay, we're going to become the Voyager once again. So stepping out of the body or out of physical reality through the golden arc of light into the quantum, into your Voyager space of no time and no space. So imagine that you're navigating in inner space through particles, and you're in that open space between particles where there's no thoughts, there's just potential. Okay, we're going to visualize in the brain that bungee cord that's representing this particular timeline that's ready for shifting. So breathe up into the brain. We're going to activate the power of the brain once again. Pituitary, pineal, thalamus, and also base of the skull. So actually 4 points, 4 sacred points. That you will activate just through intention and breath and awareness. Now imagine this bungee cord is superimposed upon your spine, and one end is right at your brainstem, and the other end is at your tailbone. At your coccyx, at the very end. And imagine that your spine represents your life, symbolically your life, this lifetime, which represents also the karmic patterns that you chose to bring forth to resolve, to heal, to finish up the business, as we say. So take a deep breath into the spine. I remember that flower of life that's superimposed through everything. You can feel the power. Imagine it's like one big chakra point with all these different nadis and strands, 144,000 strands, and everything is lit up. Everything is very bright and powerful and very sacred. And you are part of this. Okay, so now we're going to take the awareness from the Voyager with the power of the grid, the flower of life. And we're going to focus actually inside the spine, into the dura. There's a little tube inside the spine that contains the spinal fluid. You're just going to bring your awareness through into this fluid. And you're going to imagine that you're time traveling through this fluid up and down the spine very slowly. And you're becoming aware of these little knots that represents experiences that up until now have held in deep, intense emotions. And what your brain would interpret as pain, stress, anxiety, confusion. And you're going to be and remain the voyager, so you are not emotionally attached to whatever you're experiencing, nor are you judging anything that you are experiencing. You are simply observing with compassion. Continue to move through the spinal fluid in the spine. And so the state that we are all holding is a state of transformation through love and allowance, which also includes forgiveness and wisdom. So have the body continue to breathe through the spine. Whatever the body is reacting or responding to, just simply allow. It's all cool. Whatever pain may come forth is just an illusion. It's not really real, and you're not attached to it. Just let it move. Same thing with sorrow. Great sadness, feeling of heaviness and depression. Just let everything move. If something is not shifting, not to worry, and you just hold the loving presence like the masters do when they work in this way, where you are the master in disguise. So when you align with your higher aspects, you are simply embodying in that moment your mastery, your mastership. Breathe. Stay in the light. Okay, now we're going to focus with the breath as the voyager into the sacrum bone. And all you have to do here is visualize with a soft gaze. An octahedron, or a geometric form that has 8 points in perfect balance. On a subatomic level, you just hold that feeling of harmony and balance, of deep, deep peace and serenity. Okay, good. Now as a voyager, we're going to activate the sun chakra. And that's at your belly button. So imagine a golden sphere that's all of a sudden activated and lit up. And that is a miniature version of our sun, the great central spiritual sun. Okay, breathe up and bring awareness to the solar plexus. And you're going to imagine your bungee cord kind of like in knots here and kind of fragmented and kind of discombobulated and kind of like just kind of doesn't look right, just kind of all messed up. And you're going to breathe the power of love into your solar plexus, your soul matrix. You're taking that from source, that power. You're breathing it into your solar plexus. And you simply observe what is going to occur as you do that, as you breathe in the power of love into your belly. You watch and see what happens to your bungee cord. You are the Voyager. You're allowing the universe to do this, to assist you. Your higher self is also working in this way. But you, the conscious you, are simply observing. And you are receiving. And again, we're going to ask for all energies that are not yours that you have taken on into your body in this lifetime, in all those lifetimes, which appeared as little sticky knots in your bungee cord, to be released from your system once and for all, and for you to choose now to never again absorb anybody else's problems and pain and conflict, be it a person, a country, a planet, a solar system, universe, galaxy. Take a deep breath and decide to own your power, to take control of your body, and to be fully grounded. Take a deep breath into the feet. Wonderful. Now we're going to bring awareness up into the lungs. You're going to breathe the light, that quantum light, now into the lungs, and you're going to free up all those pockets of grief and sadness that you've held in there that has restricted your breathing. Breathe it into every cell in your lungs, the light. And be willing to free those cells of its depression, of its loneliness, of its heaviness. And you will notice now that your inner child is feeling and becoming like an eagle, like she wants and he wants to fly. It's that kind of a release. Allow. Okay, now symbolically, there's another bungee cord around your neck. And this one's a little bit twisted and it's a little bit too tight. Okay, so what we suggest you do from the Voyager place is to take that bungee cord from around your neck, take it off. You don't need it now. Then take a deep breath into your throat. Take a deep breath into your thyroid gland and your parathyroids and breathe in the feeling of strength and balance for your throat and your thyroids. Okay, now, the point between the brow, your one eye center. You have the pineal gland there that looks like a little pea. It's very sensitive. It's very, very sensitive. Going to breathe in and surround your pineal gland with incredible love and light. And you're going to talk to it telepathically as if it was a consciousness, if it was a being that will understand, and you're going to communicate that it now can begin to operate at full capacity each and every day within your limits of balance and harmony. To be able to receive the cosmic transmissions from the great central sun and beyond. And it will have the ability to direct the body's healing forces to wherever it is needed. And that it now is in charge on a physical level for raising the vibrations of the physical vehicle to that of your light body. A little each day, in divine balance and harmony. Take a deep breath. Okay, now we're going to sit behind the heart. We're going to sit behind that sacred space behind your physical heart, bringing your awareness there into that open sacred space. And you're going to sit like a Buddha, like a Christ, like a goddess, like a divine mother there in that space. You're going to sit like who you are on the inner planes in your physical body behind the heart. And you're going to go into a very deep state of samadhi, of oneness. And you're going to allow a deeper connection with the center of all of life, the core of life itself. And I will call you back in 5 Earth minutes. begin to slowly awaken into the physical, staying in that sacred space behind the heart. Feeling your toes and your fingers. Feeling your back. I'm going to ask you to notice as you open the eyes slowly, to notice every level that is different in your life. To notice everything that is really cool and sweet and delicious and nurturing and loving. And to keep your focus on those levels so that they also expand into greater levels of awakening. We give our gratitude and thanks for this show and for all the shows that we've been on, for all of the audiences that have participated. We thank all the beings of light that have come to assist and hold space. We thank your ancestors. We thank your higher selves. We thank your guides, your soul group, your inner kid. So as you come into the now, slowly open the eyes, gently stretching. And if you can, just stay in that wonderful place where the spine is comfortable and you feel very awake and alert. Stay soft. Stay in the softness, for there's power in the softness. It's called gentleness. It's called the meek shall inherit the earth. We send our blessings. Namaste.